This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast. For Thursday, April 3rd, I'm Jeff Bossert. Coming up, we'll get an update on a spike in tourism in the Chicago area, particularly from overseas customers. And we'll have a look at your AM 580 weather forecast for Champaign-Urbana, but first, a look at today's news. The Macoupin County Board is considering it. The Peoria County Board did it years ago. Now some members of the Champaign County Board are proposing that the board would do better if it had fewer members. AM 580's Jim Meadows has more.
Democrat Brendan McGinty and Republican Greg Knott say the Champaign County Board could save money and address problems more efficiently with 18 members instead of the current 27. Knott says voters have been asking him for years why the county board has so many members.
I'm also always concerned about the efficiency of government and making sure we do things in the most productive means that we can. Again, I don't know what the right numeric value for that is, but I've sometimes thought it should be less than 27.
McGinty and Knott serve on a county board subcommittee that's developing a strategic planning process for the county. But the panel's third member, Democrat Tom Betts, says his two colleagues are advocating county board reduction as a solution without using strategic planning to identify what the problem is.
You look at the process, you look at your values, your goals, and whether you have a problem or not in relationship to efficiency and the size of the county board. Then you see if a solution is necessary and what kind of solution you want.
Knott and McGinty say they are committed to having their proposal examined through strategic planning, but they want to see an advisory referendum on the November ballot asking voters to weigh in on a smaller Champaign County board. It would be up to the county board to make the final decision. I'm Jim Meadows, AM 580 News.
Jurors in the trial of political fundraiser Antoine Tony Rezko heard yesterday that Governor Mild Blagojevich was told an angry businessman threatened to blow the whistle on a scandal at a $40 billion state pension board. The governor was described in an FBI recording only as, quote, the big guy. Stuart Levine testified that Chicago businessman Tom Rosenberg became furious after a $220 million allocation from the state teacher's pension fund for his investment firm had stalled. Levine said Rosenberg threatened to complain to federal investigators that he suspected Rezko and another Blagojevich fundraiser, Christopher Kelly, were engaged in corruption at the state teacher's pension board. Blagojevich entered the picture when prosecutors played a secretly recorded conversation between Levine and William Cellini, a millionaire Springfield businessman. In the wake of the shooting deaths of 20 Chicago public school students this school year, two of which occurred less than a week ago, many of the Democrats in Illinois' General Assembly who represent the city are reacting. They're pushing several pieces of legislation that would make it harder to buy and sell firearms. But Representative LaShawn Ford, a Chicago Democrat, says their work doesn't end there.
You know, you can have all the laws that you want, but that's not going to stop the killings if people cannot feed their families, if kids cannot go to parks to enjoy what life is supposed to be about. So we have to come together not only to make laws, but we have to establish programs so that we could legislate and make sure that families can enjoy what they're supposed to enjoy, and that is good communities.
However, a spokesman for the National Rifle Association says in the legislators' attempts to keep guns out of the hands of criminals, they're also going to make it harder for people who need and use guns for self-defense to access firearms. He says Democrats are targeting law-abiding gun owners to avoid dealing with the societal problems that he says are to blame for the violence. Indianapolis-based ATA Airlines discontinued all flights this morning and has filed for bankruptcy. The company says it became impossible to continue operations after losing a key contract for its military charter business. In the message on its website, the airline apologized for the disruption and suggested that customers seek alternative travel arrangements. Prior to the shutdown, the airline had approximately 50 flights a day, mostly between Hawaii and four West Coast cities, Oakland, Los Angeles, Phoenix, and Las Vegas. A company spokesman says virtually all of the airline's over 2,200 employees are being notified today that their positions are eliminated. ATA announced last month that it would leave its hub at Chicago's Midway Airport. The debate over the future of the U of I's Assembly Hall has grabbed the attention of preservationists. The school has yet to decide on whether the home of the Fighting Illini basketball team since the early 60s should be renovated or replaced. The group Landmarks Illinois is advocating for the former option. The group's put the structure on its annual 10 Most Endangered Historic Sites list. Architectural historian Alice Novak of Urbana is among those trying to make sure Assembly Hall remains.
It's an especially unique feature. It was set among farmlands that have now been converted into sports facilities, but nevertheless, in our very flat community, you can drive down the road and see the experimental farmlands. You can see the three round barns that we have on campus, and then the spaceship has landed.
Novak says the U of I administration has failed to work closely with preservation groups in the past. She says Assembly Hall has distinction in that it was a revolutionary structure when built and has housed important events from rock concerts to athletic contests. Meanwhile, a U of I spokeswoman says replacing Assembly Hall is not being considered. Robin Kaler says administrators plan to work with an architectural firm over the spring and summer on how to proceed with renovation. She says areas to be addressed include handicapped accessibility, luxury seating, and additional restrooms. A University of Illinois alumnus who now heads a United Nations Development Agency says his African nation is stabilizing, but remaining stable will be a long-term challenge. Kanda Yumkela heads the UN's Industrial Development Organization. He had spent some time as a trade minister in Sierra Leone, which has followed up an 11-year civil war with two successive free elections.
Now the biggest challenge, having a long-time commitment with donors, United States and other developed countries, to be engaged with us in trade and market reforms for the long haul, for at least 10, 15 years. Because the problem is with these conflict countries, once the television cameras leave, there's no more attention.
Yumkela's concern for Sierra Leone is multiplied for all developing nations in the world. He says many countries recovering from conflict fail to address the poverty and corruption that often led to the crisis in the first place. But Yumkela says industrialized nations share some of the responsibility, too, since they can trace the movement of money to corrupt leaders. For the latest newscast online, go to wiol.illinois.edu/news. This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast. I'm Jeff Bossert. The value of the American dollar continues to slip against many of the world's other currencies, but there's an upside for at least one type of business in Chicago. A recent study shows local hotel room rates have risen 24% over the past 2 years, partly because of an increasing number of visitors from overseas, and the hospitality industry is stepping up efforts to make them comfortable. Diantha Parker reports.
Anyone spending pounds, kroner, francs, or euros can get a lot more for their money anywhere in the U.S., and Chicago is no exception. So every hotel could use someone like Nabil Mubayed.
Guten Tag, ja. Wir haben heute eigentlich Tickets für die Chicago Cubs. Die spielen heute in Wrigley Field. Möchten Sie vielleicht gehen?
He's the manager of the Hotel Monaco.
I can speak fluently English and German. My mother's German. And then French. I'm from Canada and my dad's Lebanese. So.
He also speaks a little Arabic, Polish, and a few other languages. The Monaco is one of three boutique hotels in Chicago owned by Kimpton and has a 1920s feel with lots of jewel tones, velvet upholstery, and gold leaf. Mubayed says European visitors like it and adds that in the past year he's seen about 10% more foreign guests. A lot of those are returning customers, like the French conventioners he has coming next week. The Hyatt and W hotels say they've noticed more foreign business visitors tacking on a few extra days, and sometimes bringing their families. Two recent studies from Ernst & Young and HVS Global Hospitality Services bear this out. Donna Shaw has spent much of her career promoting the city. She points out that Chicago's been an international destination for a while.
One could almost go back to the World's Fair, 1800s.
Shaw hasn't been around that long. She's with Chicago's Convention and Tourism Bureau. But she says major trade shows are growing dramatically, thanks to foreign attendance.
The International Home and Houseware Show set an all-time record. We had about 62,000 people here during the course of that show. 2,000 exhibitors representing over 34 countries.
Chicago does have some stereotypes to live down. Shaw, Mubayed, and several others interviewed for this story all mentioned the initial concerns about Al Capone that foreigners still seem to have 80 years on. But on Michigan Avenue, visitors laden with shopping bags didn't mention him at all. Three cardiologists from Mexico City said they came for a conference and added a day to shop. Alberto Gutierrez had a list.
Mainly we are looking for electronics, computers, DVDs.
Gutierrez says he also wants to go to some outlet stores. Alejandro Rivera agreed, but was heading to one more stop on the Magnificent Mile.
Victoria's Secret. Of course.
Chicago may not want to be known as the world's bargain basement, but that growing reputation is getting people here. The Convention and Tourism Bureau recently hosted a seminar given by Dr. Peter Tarlow, a tourism expert, about welcoming international guests. He spoke to about 180 hotel managers and other industry workers, telling them Chicagoans needed to learn more languages and improve the city's signage. Tarlow says there was a lot of note-taking, and he stayed an hour late to answer questions. I'm Diantha Parker.
In the forecast for East Central Illinois, occasional showers, isolated thunderstorms this afternoon, the high around 52 degrees. Occasional showers and thunderstorms tonight, the low around 38. Cloudy skies tomorrow, the high around 48 degrees, mostly cloudy tomorrow evening. The low 35, mostly sunny Saturday, with a high around 62. Partly cloudy skies Saturday night and Sunday, with a low around the upper 30s, the high around 65. This has been the AM 580 News Daily Podcast for Thursday, April 3rd. You can find podcasts of Focus 580, the afternoon magazine, agricultural programming, as well as other helpful information at our website, wiol.illinois.edu. I'm Jeff Bossert, AM 580 News.